Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock and congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you. Oh, Dirty Show and T-Mill have the latest. And the latest is, one, you make sure you're listening this hour. This is the final hour of the day for your chance to win a pair of tickets to our Sports Radio 610 suite. It is the third preseason game against the Niners. Be listening this entire hour. I ain't going to tell you when I'm going to do it. You don't know when I'm going to do it. Yeah, that's right, Larry. You got to be listening for your chance to win. And you'll understand, I give you the cue to call, and I tell you what caller number you need to be. Make sure you're ready to rock and roll, but you got to be listening in the 5 o'clock hour. Also, Clint Lovie Smith, your head coach of the Texans.
By way of Big Sandy, Texas.
That's right. He was on Sirius XM, the NFL show there, and gave medical updates on his two first-round picks. One, this is not surprising. Lovie said that Stingley is coming off of foot surgery, will be lining up week one. We've seen him progress in practice. Probably expect to see him in one of these preseason games based off what he said. But then he said about Kenyon Green, the number 15th overall pick, his other first-round pick, saying that he is working his way back from a concussion. Now, Tyler and Clint, have we all been wondering? We hadn't had any real confirmation on what it was that has been holding Kenyon Green out. Until now, until this statement, right?
Yeah.
Not off on that. I'm trying to remember.
No, you're not off on it at all.
Daily,
but look, I'm the question's been asked daily to the Texans, been asked daily to Lovie Smith, and we didn't get much, but I guess the Sirius XM guys they asked the right question and got a little bit more out of Lovie about Kenyon Green and the possibility of it being not the possibility of he's trying to work his way back. From a concussion, so I'm assuming that Kenyon Green is working his way back from a concussion. Which one? I'm not real happy with Lovie on that deal. I don't.
Some things
that.
You just don't do.
Yeah, that's right, Lovie. I agree with you, Bub. I don't appreciate it. H-town down. I don't appreciate that. But the report or the statement that Kenyon Green is working his way back from a concussion. I got to be careful because I'm not minimizing in any way, shape, or form the significance of a head injury or a concussion of any kind. But I would much rather hear that he's dealing with a concussion than complications from a surgery that he had in the off season or a knee or a lower leg injury that's been bothering him. And so you know that would be a tough pill to swallow. As it relates to Kenyon Green, given that it's a concussion, explains why.
A ton.
Yeah, it explains why he's not, because a lot of times with a concussion, the sun, being out in the sunlight and watching practice, you would get a headache. Your eyes are sensitive to the sun, and so that would explain why he's not out there standing next to George Warhop watching every single practice, and the fact that they've now allowed him back at practice. He was at practice today. Which is the first outdoor practice that he's been at that we know of. That tells you that he's getting better. So I guess that's more positive of a report than what it could have been for Kenyon Green.
Yeah.
Had it been a lower leg injury.
It's still like, Clint, I mean, he's not starting week one. Huh? Right? Like,
I mean, it's still 3 weeks, man.
It's 3 weeks. Like,
we're still 3 weeks out of game action. I think it's a longer shot now than it was before.
Because when does he come back? Like, for you, in your mind, you're just thinking about it. Understand that he's a rookie.
Yeah.
A rookie. Like, what? Like, how much time do you think he would need?
A couple weeks. If he comes back in time to play in preseason game three, and then he's got 2 weeks before the first game. That's why, like, when it's a concussion, it's a different animal. Because as long as he doesn't have another, doesn't hit his head the way that, or have whatever happened that caused the concussion. As long as that doesn't happen again, you don't have to worry about him limping around the field and not being able to physically get things done with his hands and with his legs. And so, I think once he's cleared to go, he should be in good shape and ready to rock and roll. And look, I've said this from jump show. I think it's a combination of two things, man. I think he's significantly better than anybody they got at left guard right now.
Absolutely.
Number one. Number two, I think the Texans are in a spot where you need Kenyon Green to be an experienced offensive lineman in the NFL when you kick off next year this time. Like, you don't need to be sitting there with him having backed up for 9 of 17 games or all 17 games because a veteran's playing in front of him. Like, they need to get him in the lineup. He's better than any other option. He's definitely the future at that position.
Absolutely.
And he needs to get experience. So, those three things, it's pretty easy for me.
Now, you don't want to rush him, and you don't want to get him out there.
No, but the thing is, with a concussion, if you clear him to practice, you're done rushing him. There's nothing you can do to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, to slow.
Like,
yeah.
There's nothing you can do at that point to rush him. It's take the reins off and let him run at that point in time. So I don't. Not to mention, by the way, I'll add to the list. You drafted him 15 overall.
Is there a
15 overall on a rebuilding football team with trouble on the offensive line is plug and play all day.
No, absolutely. Is there a difference to the point that he is a rookie? That it may need more time for him to get himself prepared and ready.
There's a chance that, right? He may need more time because,
like,
he's
if
a
Tunzel,
rookie.
If this was Tunzel, you feel like, all right, I know what he can do. He just
even Titus Howard, Justin Britt, you know what those guys. Yeah, I mean, there's a chance that he may be behind a little bit mentally. There's a chance that he may you know, whether the injury was something was a thing or not, he may struggle transitioning from a college playbook to a pro playbook. I don't possibly, but, you know, that can all be overcome.
Last thing on Kenyon Green. Any way he starts week one against the Colts without playing a preseason game?
No.
See you in the fall, all right?
No, I don't think they'll do it. I think that would be...
Because his first action would be...
That now, I wouldn't be opposed to it. Because, again, I mean, here's the thing, man. I mean, we're talking about a guard that was taken 15 overall, bro. I mean, how many guards have been taken top 15 in the league in the last 10 years?
Yeah, not a lot. I mean, Quentin Nelson is the one that comes to mind in a big way.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many there is, but there's a handful of them. Like, those dudes are special. Like, these aren't just, well, he's a good tackle and he can play, but he's got to learn the games, you know, the speed of the game. And he's got – no. I mean, this is – 15, number 15 overall guard? I mean, hell, that guy's special, man. Yeah. Not only did you draft him because you needed help inside, but you drafted him 15 because you didn't think he was going to be around if you traded down anymore.
Yeah. We'll see. Good to understand, at least now. We had heard multiple possible injuries. It is now the concussion injury is what Kenyon Green, the 15th overall pick for the Texans, is trying to come back from.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, this may be. I'll be honest. Game two tonight for the Astros in the series against the White Sox. I don't know if there is a game I am more excited to watch this year than this one. A couple of the Yankees games I was into, But this, to me, is the closest game that the Astros potentially will have to a playoff game before they get into the playoffs, which for them will potentially start October 11th. This is the first one. This is the best pitcher they will face all season in Dylan Cease, the way he is pitched, because they can't face Justin Verlander. This is the best pitcher they will face all year. And the White Sox are in a wild card division race, and they are locked in playoff mode. I've listened to Chicago radio today. This is a huge game for them. Dylan Cease, who was right behind Verlander in the Cy Young Award race. These are the lowest two ERAs by two pitchers since John Tudor with the Cardinals, and then in the Mets, Doc Gooden. This is one of the best pitching matchups we've seen in a long, long time. So I cannot wait for this game. The lineup is out. Pena is back in the lineup after neck stiffness. Dubon is in center field. Altuve's back in the lineup. And the usual suspects, except for Trey Mancini. He is the only one that is not in this lineup. But I am really, really excited about this game.
Yeah, I'm on it, man. I'm there with you. We'll see how it all works out. I know this is a game that with Verlander on the bump, I don't the matchup's great, but with Verlander on the bump, I expect the Astros to get a W.
What do you see? Dylan has been dealing this year. But this is the kind of pitching you see in the postseason for the most part, right? I mean, last year's run was a little odd for the Astros. They were just bullpen games for both teams.
Here's what I want to do. I don't mean to beat a dead horse.
Beat it. Just beat it.
All right, Mike. I need a count. How many balls do you think off Verlander are going to be hit that Kyle Tucker couldn't have made the play in center field with Dubon in center field?
Well,
how many balls?
Zero.
One. But I also wonder how many balls would be hit out there if Kyle Tucker was in center and Mancini or Alvarez were in right and there's a ball in right or something.
Okay. We'll go balls hit to the outfield. Balls that cleared the dirt, okay? Balls that leave the outfield, how many balls are hit tonight with Verlander on the bump that you don't feel like Tucker in center, Mancini or Diaz in right, Mancini or Diaz in left, or hell, I'll throw Alvarez in there.
Basically, the offensive lineup for the Astros.
The best offensive lineup the Astros could put out there would mean that Tucker's in center and a combination of Diaz, Alvarez, and Mancini are in left, right, and DHing. However you want to couch that, how many balls are hit tonight that one of those guys could not have made the play at that position? What do you think it is? I'm with Tyler. I think there's zero.
Zero. I'll go two.
Two? Yeah. Oh, wow.
Hold on, so.
Off Verlander?
I'll go two.
Okay.
Fly ball pitcher.
Yeah, you're right.
I'll go two.
Okay.
We'll keep an eye on that, Ronnie.
Five o'clock. Fire.
Damn, I forgot about Ryan. All right, we saw Lonnie Johnson get cut yesterday, and you said, yeah, he'll catch on again. The division now. The Tennessee Titans have been awarded former Texans second-round pick Lonnie Johnson off waivers from the Chiefs. He is going to be in the division. Does he make Mike Vrabel's team?
Ooh, wow.
He can not even look at the damn depth chart when it comes to the secondary.
He's got to be a special teams guy. I'm going to say no, he doesn't make the team.
I think Lonnie is in danger.
Zero.
I think Lonnie, is that all you're saying this segment? I think Lonnie's in danger of never, of his football dreams being done.
Ooh-wee. No P squad, no nothing?
Maybe he can get into a reality TV.
He'll be on somebody's practice squad, no question.
Maybe practice. I'm talking about getting, like, playing in the league. Like, I think his dreams may be, or his time may be done.
Well, he's got the thing. You're probably right. He's got 3+ years of P squad time left.
Yeah, maybe. He's just a player that.
All his antics, he's probably not going to last long.
He
with
looks
squad
great,
either.
but he looks. Well, you look at him, you think, can I fix him? Can I get there? But man, like, you know, the Chiefs brought him over thinking, Justin Reed's over there. We really like the talent, and nah. He's just got a little extra with him. Like we said, man, you're making you're making like reality, digital reality TV shows. And Doug, you might not make the team.
The worst part of that is within that reality TV show, he's arguing with his trainer about being late to that workout.
You're doing yourself no favors.
Not a great look.
Like, not at all.
For what you're saying, for him, that his best shot to make it is, I am going to go be Matt Slater. I'm going to special team my ass off.
Zero.
But I think he looks around, okay, I've been released, then let go of that Titans. Oh, Titans pick me up. I could start there.
Zero.
You're probably right.
I think that's his mindset. A delusional to a fault. Like at that point, delusional to a fault. So Lonnie Johnson back in the division. So we'll see how that goes. All right, coming up on Clint Sterner at the show. Make sure you're listening. As we said, make sure you're listening. This is the final hour of the day for your chance to win a pair of tickets to come hang out the final preseason game. Free the complimentary food, complimentary drinks, hanging out with us, the 610 crew.
Fresh.
That's right. I'll say that for you. If you come and you shake my hand, I'll say it. And it'll come out very, very naturally. No issues with
it. I want to keep it funky.
Your last opportunity coming up in this hour, you got to listen. Damian Pierce, it's not just his performance. You think you can overreact to his performance? Wait till you hear the extra stuff that he brings to the table. We'll discuss that next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
All right, man. I went back and I thought this through. And I was like, man, are we overreacting on Damian Pierce? Like, are we letting it, did we get it come out of the game and let it get away from us? Because I've seen some people and I felt like, man, y'all just out there hating. And I know haters. Y'all just out there hate.
Like what you do with Davis Mills.
No, it's not. Very different. Like I just saw. Very different. Like, so I'm saying, oh, 5 carries. Like, you know what I hate when people do? Is then they go, 5 carries, and then they try to tout, like, oh, five carries, and now you want to put him in Canton. Like, nobody's saying that. Or now you're going to say he's Derrick Henry. Like, nobody's saying that. Like, I think we properly reacted to him. Like, we both said truths. I believe is the truth.
Did you do anything on Twitter that I hadn't seen?
No, I didn't. Okay. I didn't.
I just wanted to make sure I asked you that before I agreed with your point.
The only part that the only thing I said about Damian Pierce was, I've been in Houston for 2 years, and that was the best run that I've seen.
And I think that is 100% dead ass serious.
And I don't think there's sometimes I have over I've let some things get away from me. All right. But I don't think this one was it. It was five carries, but it was everything about him on the field. And then you get to hear him talk, right? And you get more out of him. This was Damian Pierce after his performance. He was clearly the story, and you did not overreact out there. If you're listening, no, you didn't overreact. You can chill right where you were. But this was him, just the excitement, the joy of him wanting to get into the game, waiting his turn.
First quarter go by. I'm still ain't in. So DB, you know, y'all, if y'all know DB, y'all already know. Rook, you on a dick. Man. You feel me? But like once I got on the turf though, you know, I calmed down, you know, I got my thoughts clear and just went out and did what I've been doing my whole life. You know, we've been playing ball ever since we were little. So at the end of the day, you just gotta go do what you've been doing, man, and just try to have fun with it.
Just wanna be clear, he said Rook your own dick.
Yes.
Just in case.
Yes.
Just in case.
Clarity needed. No question.
Just in case some may have felt that way. But
right.
But I mean, you like he's just he, and all of that sounds genuine, right? All of that sounds genuine. Well, like he's really.
I think there's. I mean, when clearly we all see the same things in terms of this kid's potential on the football field, his skill set, his tangible abilities. We all see that. Lovey's talked about it. Pep's talked about it. We've all talked about it. I think when a player, beyond the tangible abilities, I think when a player steps up to the mic in a press conference setting, especially this early in his career where the coaches haven't had a chance to really put the muzzle on him and not let him talk, you're going to learn more about what drives these guys. You're going to learn more about what they're really about. And I think Damian Pierce did himself a lot of good in the post-game press conference after he played well. And I thought it starts with what sounded to me like the kid was chomping at the bit to get playing time. It sounded like the kid was standing next to his coach patiently waiting for an opportunity to get in the game. And I played with a lot of running backs that were drafted that thought they were better than the starters, that thought they should have been handed the starting role, that thought they should be getting first-team reps in practice, that are pissed off because they're not starting in a game, the first preseason game, and there's a chip on their shoulder, and they voice those issues kind of deal. And he appears to be the exact opposite. The ego's hung at the door. Hey, coach, I'm a rook. Whenever it's my time, I'm going to be chomping at the bit to get in the ball game. All I'm telling you is that, to me, this audio gives you a peek behind the curtain of who this guy really is. And I would rather have a guy that's young, again, would hang the ego at the door, that's chomping at the bit to get in, versus I got a raw deal in college because I didn't get a bunch of carries at Florida. I get a raw deal in the league because I got drafted in the fourth round instead of where I should have been drafted earlier. Now I get to the league and I'm watching Marlon Mack, who can't run out of his own shadow, and I'm watching Rex Burkhead, who's old as my pops, and I should be the starting running back with this team. Because he could.
And you've seen players have that kind of thought process.
I've seen guys think they deserve starting reps over Emmitt Smith.
Shut
like,
up.
If I'm lying, I'm dying. Lightning strike me dead. If I'm lying, I'm dying.
When he was in the Arizona Cardinals?
It was the Cowboys. I've seen guys tell Emmitt, in an argument, that they should be getting carries over him.
No, they didn't.
Swear to God, if I'm lying, I'm dying. That weren't even fourth round.
We got to stop the car. Well, you ain't got to tell us who it was. What was Emmitt's response? I want to hear how the person said in a heated exchange.
Yes.
That he should be starting over your old ass.
Yes.
And what was Emmitt's response? Because
you're crazier than hell. your young ass is crazier than hell. Somebody get this young punk up out of here. I mean, that's Emmett. We're gonna get.
Did he stay on the?
Oh yeah, he played.
Team.
He played some. That was the deal. He played. Emmett got hurt and he played. And then when Emmett came back, they plugged Emmett back in, and he thought he should still be playing. That's. I mean, but that's the mentality. And look, that dude. A lot of guys would say, well, I appreciate that dude got crazy confidence, thinks he's better than Emmett Smith. Like he won't. No, okay, that's fine. But I'm telling you, I would prefer.
You can see Damon Pierce has confidence, but he's
Damon Pierce could walk in here and we would all understand after a week of practice and go, I'm better than these cats. I should be starting. Damn it. Right, but there's no that is, I prefer a running back that's going, hey man, just let me come in here and earn my keep. Give me the rock and I'm gonna show you. And what did he do? They gave him the rock, and it was evident to everybody watching the game that number 31 was no longer David Johnson, and number 31 was significantly better than Marlon Mack, and significantly more gifted than Rex Burkhead.
Wow, I didn't even think about that. And did you? I've completely forgot that David Johnson wore that number. I remember we saw that. Okay. Man, he's taking 31. God, dog, any number but that. I completely forgot about Dave.
I'm going to tell you this.
He has shook that number right out of your mind.
I'm going to tell you this. We need to rewind some things because Tyler, if you don't think that all them 31 jerseys with that Johnson written on the back on his back, if they're not over there in the basement at NRG, if they ain't pulling them boxes out right now and changing their nameplate,
saving a little bit,
I'll kiss your ass in town square at a city meeting.
Break out that sewing machine.
Ain't no doubt. Break it out. There's one in the equipment room. they change nameplates all the time. They're finna change a bunch of them when these guys start getting cut. I'm telling you, they're gonna sew them things on there and bing.
So you think they're saving a buck? I
bet you in that pro shop. I bet you.
They're getting fresh.
I need somebody that's
better. They're getting fresh. 713-572-4610.
Stop. 713-572-4610. I need somebody. I need somebody that went in the Texans Pro Shop at NRG Saturday at the game. I need you to tell me if there was 31 jerseys on them racks. Because you look,
that would be an interest. You think they would have his jersey up already?
If they had boxes full of David Johnson stuff and they changed him nameplates.
If it was a normal, let's say
no.
He went with 26.
No, he's a third string running back on their depth chart. They're trying to push Marlon Mack and Rex Burkhead. And you think they're selling his jersey? And you think they ordered a bunch of 31s and put.
Somebody, whoever was there, 713-572-4610, were 31 jerseys in there.
Was there a 31 Damian Pierce jersey?
Because there's no Christian Harris jerseys in that bad boy, right?
There's no Mechies. There may be Stingleys.
There may be
Stingleys.
There may be some Mechies in there now.
No. That news ain't been out long enough. I mean, they ain't had time to make enough Mechies. It's only been 2 weeks. I mean, I'm telling you.
There's no way. They got fresh uniforms.
I think they
have
ordered.
Have you seen that done before? Have you seen them take off Wilson and put Johnson on the backup? Have you seen that with your own eyes? I don't believe they did that. They got fresh uniforms.
If I'm lying, I'm dying. It happened to me.
Oh, shut up, Clint.
I swear.
In the National Football League?
No. It was an arena league, but Jerry owned it. Jerry owned it.
And they took off another player's name?
I take it back. You are correct. You're correct. You're correct. I stand corrected on that. I still think this happened over here with Houston. If those 31s are hanging, somebody call, damn it. Somebody text and tell us. If you saw a 31 jersey.
So there's 31s in there.
If they had 31 jerseys on and that thing was open after that game, they'd have sold 31 jerseys with Pierce on the back of it. But what happened was when I got there, I wanted a different number. When I was playing arena ball in Dallas, I came in. I mean, they're putting my face all over billboards. They're putting my face all over the city buses. I'm talking about the whole back of the bus. Like, if you're following a bus in Dallas, I'm staring back at you, right? They're like, hey, man, what number do you want? I can't remember what number I wanted. Probably 14. Anyway, I said, I wanted whatever number. And they were like, man, we need you to wear 12. I was like, all right, cool. 12 looks good. I'll take 12. They had some clean uniform. I was like, yeah, 12's good. I don't give a damn. Come to find out, they had ordered a bunch of like souvenir 12 jerseys because of Roger Staubach, right? The number 12 in Dallas and Roger Staubach, that they had patterned their arena league team after the Cowboys, the star, the blue, the white, the Staubach and 12, and they hadn't sold. So they're trying to figure out a way to sell those jerseys. And so they said, they knew, they just handed me the starting job because I was coming out of the league and they were like, we're going to market around you. So I had a 12 jersey. Well, I realized I come out for the first game and there's 12 jerseys ever. And I'm like, damn, I'm a big deal.
I'm a big deal. I'm a cool here this quick.
But my nameplate was not on the back of them. I stand corrected. It was not. After that, I was about to say
they didn't peel. They didn't peel that person's name off. You're correct.
You're correct. Great point. I went after. It's like, what's the deal with the number 12? I was like, how the hell y'all selling so many jerseys? They were like, bro, we had a bunch of Roger Staubach, the tie, the 12s. They were in the basement. We needed you to wear 12 so we could sell them.
Gotcha.
They needed me to wear 12 so that everybody would buy the 12 that they had in a deal. So you're correct. I stand corrected. It was not a change. I did not experience a name change.
I can see it in your eyes that you believe.
I'm dead ass serious.
That they have pulled up those David Johnson jerseys and gotten that off and put Pierce on the back.
The only way I'm wrong is if there's some kind of return policy where the NFL allows teams that their unsold jerseys, they can send them back and they'll get them. You know what I mean? It's some kind of give back, buy back kind of thing. But I'm telling you, there's no question that they've got them over there. There's no question they got 31s over there.
They just had to let them go, man. They sent those over to another country.
Nope.
To wear those.
Cut that. As soon as Damian Pierce said, I'll take number 31, they said, uh-oh, jackpot.
Be listening. Coming up, your final chance to win a pair of tickets in the final segment of the show. So listen to that. And I hope you're prepared, Astros fans. We are starting to see a trend that I think will continue in the postseason. And I don't know if you're going to love it.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
All right, make sure you're listening. This segment, your final chance today to win a pair of tickets to come hang out with us the final preseason game. So make sure you're alert and listening to us as we will hand that out before we get out of here. All right, Clint, I hope that you are prepared and ready for this, and I think I'm sensing a trend. Tonight, Justin Verlander gets the ball as he tries to get back that game they lost last night and tied this series with the White Sox. He is facing another great pitcher, a pitcher who is right behind him in the American League for the Cy Young Award. But as we look at the lineup, Altuve, Yuli, Alvarez, Bregman, Tucker, usual suspects. Diaz is in left field. Pena is back, coming back from the stiff neck. Maldonado is catching and batting last. And batting eighth, center fielder Dubon. Do you realize this? And this is becoming a real trend. This is the fifth straight start for Justin Verlander in which Dubon is playing in center field. This is the fifth straight start for Justin Verlander in which Dubon is starting in center field. And the sixth start, the start before, he came in the middle of the game to relieve Jake Myers and came in to play center field for Jake Myers. It is becoming a trend, and it seems like this is a thing, that every time Justin Verlander pitches, Dubon is playing center field. And this is more than just a one-time deal. This is becoming a trend, and I feel like this is a trend, Clint, that will continue in the postseason. October 11th, game one, Verlander will get the ball, and Dubond will be in center field.
My biggest fear.
I think you just have to accept. I think this is something you got to start to accept right now. They're doing it every time he pitches.
I'm not going to accept it. I'm not going to sit up in the mezzanine levels and clap. I'm not going
to
do it.
You don't have to clap.
I just had somebody on Twitter to ease up, guys. They're leading the division, but the double digit lead in the division. They won 75 games. Man, shut the hell up. I don't want to. That's who wants to fan like that. I don't like it. Now, the only way that I'm good with it is if Verlander's asking for it.
You think there's no way he's doing it?
It's the only way it makes sense.
I could see him asking for it. Catcher, you think he's asking for it in center? I think this is a decision that they're all making.
I feel good having this conversation with you because I feel like we're different from a standpoint of you have a little bit of sense when he talks about defense. I'm good with going straight offense. but okay. Like, as I think through this, like, wouldn't Verlander, and I'm not talking about the fly ball pitcher versus the ground ball. Hey, come on, man. Now we're getting into the right, left, all that kind of crap. I think if you're ever going to play a guy in the field that may not be other defensive option, but he's a significantly better at the plate and gives you the opportunity to score more runs, if you're going to do that and feel really good about it, wouldn't Verlander be the guy that you would do that with? Wouldn't Framber Valdez be the guy that you do that with?
What do you mean, putting your best, what, like your best offense?
Like the emphasis of, I mean, because I don't care how you slice it. The Astros, if it's Verlander, whoever's making the decision, the Astros are sacrificing offense when Verlander's on the bump.
Yeah, you feel like Verlander and Framber, your top guys, will hold a team down and that two runs may get it done. Three runs may get it done. But with Urquidy pitching,
Urquidy's getting seven plus runs per nine innings.
Hey, he's not as good. Let's hit. Let's get our offense in. That I've seen that before where it's like Clayton Kershaw. He would always have the defensive catcher. The lighter hitting catcher would catch all of his games and they would feel all right because Kershaw is pitching. We don't need to score as many runs because Kershaw is pitching. I've seen that. My thing with...
But that's a different... That is clearly Kershaw was okay because that's the catcher he wanted.
Yeah, But I've seen guys say, let's put our better defensive lineup out there because let's hold runs. But I've seen that, especially in games maybe where the other team has a dominant pitcher as well. Let's keep these games, these runs down. My problem is the reason why they want Dubon in. And, like, to me, the reasons why they want Dubon in aren't more significant than Jake Meyers. I think Jake Meyers is much better with the bat. I have more confidence in Jake Meyers at the plate than Dubon. The reason why they like Dubon in there for Verlander is because what he does better than Jake is his arm. His arm from the outfield, his outfield arm, and teams try to go first to third on Jake all the time or run home on him all the time, every chance they get. But I don't think that it is that big of a value of I'm going to put Dubon in center field every time because I like his arm better than Jake Meyers because I don't think you run into that often. I don't think there are going to be three opportunities
into the
game where Dubon's arm is going to, like, Jake Meyers' arm is going to kill you
right
in the outfield.
Well, you so, run into it
or,
fewer
times. Or Kyle Tucker.
You run thing. Into it fewer times with Verlander pitching than you do Urquidy and Luis Garcia and guys like that, right?
Yeah.
Verlander's one of the best in the game.
Yeah, but the thing is, if that is your issue with Dubon, you can always bring him in late.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
I just hope everybody is understanding and ready to accept this. This is going to happen in the postseason. It is clear. Five straight starts, for Verlander that Dubon is in center field. That is the combination. So you know, 8-9, Dubon, unless Dusty gets crazy. 8-9, Verlander starts postseason. Dubon, Maldonado.
I would just hate to think as a manager that I've got an ace, one of the greatest of all time, that's better than he's ever been. He's the best pitcher in baseball right now. And, man, when he pitches, I am hamstrung to having to play Dubon in center. Like that, I mean, it is a classic overthink. It's borderline silly.
Like, I could understand if Dubon was just overall a much better outfielder than Myers, but it is really the particular thing of his throwing arm. Like, that's it. I can remember, like, for the Red Sox and the Yankees, Johnny Damon had a weak throwing arm, but they didn't take him out of the games, like, because of it. Because of his throwing arm, because of the other things he could do, it is odd that is the reason why they're putting him in there, that particular skill set, and I just don't think that particular skill set is used enough to justify him in the lineup every time. I could justify late in the game, Verlander's in it, he's got a 3-1 lead. All right, in the eighth inning. Let me get him in.
Mean, we got to be back to a point where Dubon has started as many games, if not more, than Mancini since the trade.
Mancini's not in it again. He's not in the lineup again today. So that is interesting. I hope you're prepared for it. All right, caller number six. Caller number six right now is your chance, your final chance today. Caller number six, 713-572-4610. Caller number six, your chance right now to win a pair of tickets to join us for our preseason party and in the Sports Radio 610 suite at NRG, second largest suite in NRG. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's the preseason finale, the last game before this thing gets cranked up against Indianapolis. It'll be against the 49ers. The whole 610 crew will be out there, cold drinks, food, and probably the best football action that we will get in the preseason right here. Caller number six, 713-572-4610. Tyler will hook you up.
Yeah, look, I think I really do believe it's going to be the best football that we're going to see. I think the Texans players will play longer in that preseason game than any. I think the 49ers players will play longer in that game than any. Trey Lance, good. I mean, one of the biggest stories in pro football right now, that young quarterback taking over for a ready-made roster that was in the NFC Championship last year.
They were in an NFC Championship game, man. Super Bowl, was leading that whole
Super Bowl four years ago.
Yep.
I think that'll be a hell of a ball game. I mean, nothing compares to the company you're going to be keeping, but it'll be a good time. Come on through.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. We'll be out there. So if you don't win today, tomorrow is the last day. Tomorrow and the 3 yep. and the 5 o'clock hour on this show will be your final two chances to win. So make sure you stay locked in if you weren't able to be a winner.
Big shout out to the boss lady for giving us the opportunity to do this.
That is nice.
I mean, she could very easily take a different route than listeners and you and Tyler's little old piddly tails. I mean, she could very easily
I had to be first on the list.
Right. She could take a different angle, man, and she didn't. I greatly appreciate that, man. Listeners, you should as well. If you see her, she'll be the lady there with real curly blonde hair, beautiful lady. I think you should thank her while you're there.
She's taking fellas out there, so we don't get any ideas.
Come on, man.
Just saying. You just went out there and just said, beautiful, beautiful lady, nice curly blonde
hair. Well, I mean,
if
I was talking about you, I'd say good-looking fella who somehow grew his hair out all of a sudden. I don't know exactly how that worked, but
just in case some guys had their jump shot shoes on, don't take that shot.
I'd say Tyler. I mean, guy with a slightly above average beard and bigger dome and
I'm holding you down, Patrick.
And pits.
Oh God, I'm concerned. I'm legit concerned.
Tyler's pits.
What he's gonna do coming up on Thursday when he's out with the people? It's got to be hard.
Well, he's indoors. He'll be indoors.
He's been indoors all day, Clint.
That's a good point. Very good point. Very valid observation. I did not think about that.
This has to be a Navy, the blue Texans look he's going with, or the blue Sports Radio 610, or maybe the black one. The black one, he's got to go dark. Dark colors, it doesn't show up as much.
You got a black Texans top, Tyler?
No, he's got the black Sports Radio 610 top, I think.
I got a lot of Navy works.
That Navy works, yeah.
Yeah.
I just can't go gray. I mean, we all see it.
I don't think red is an option.
Yeah, no, I don't have a lot of red either.
I'm just saying that I don't think
the colors of the rainbow are not an option.
No, not at all.
They darken when
this isn't a pastel color.
The majority of my closet are blacks and navies.
Let me ask you a serious question. Do you sweat through suits?
Not all the way through the suit, but if I were to take my jacket off, ooh.
I'm just saying what you did today.
Does it stink?
No. I got great hygiene. I just sweat. Say,
man. Well, at least he understands his issue and the assignment, and he always has deodorant with him. So he's always ready just in case ahead.
Yeah, I reapply a couple times a day.
I mean, what would you expect with a guy with a slightly above average beard, man?
Slightly.
I mean,
all right, coming up next, Texans All Access. Derek Rivers, who had himself 2 sacks, will join the guys, Vandermeer and John Harris, and the best of today with Tyler Milner coming up behind the fellas. Clint, great job.
Thanks,
today.
Bob.
Today, Tyler, great job as well. I am Ron, the show Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
I feel a tad bit slighted.
Listen, I wasn't going to say nothing.
I don't know if I appreciate that.
Well, I tell you, I don't. Lovey called me a rookie mistake. I'm hurt. Yeah, I'm hurt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.